Mixed media began way before MTV. Words and music were combined in ancient Greek dramas, where Sophocles was set to simple string accompaniment, and the backup chorus was enlisted for comment. Hundreds of years later, in Renaissance Italy, a group of philosophers and musicians known as the Florentine Camerata revolted against the dense polyphonic or many-voiced music of the Middle Ages. They revived the simple, single-line vocal style favored by the Greeks and called this speech-like song recitative. In works like Orfeo and the Coronation of Poppea, Monteverdi, the first great opera composer, combined plot-forwarding recitatives with melodic, fluid songs called arias, choruses, orchestra, dances, and scenery in truly mixed-media fashion. The elements of opera as we know it today were born. The 18th century witnessed the rise of opera seria, large-scale, spectacle-filled operas based on serious mythological subjects. The characters wore togas and carried swords. Lully and Rameau wrote them in France. Scarlatti made them in Italy. Handel, of Messiah fame, was going broke writing opera serias in England until he discovered the box office security that came from oratorios. Arias ruled the art form, and sopranos ruled the opera scene. They substituted arias at will and freely added cadenzas, vocal fireworks just before the end of the aria, to display their vocal virtuosity. The cult of the singer was born, and the castrati, surgically insured adult male sopranos, were the darlings of the audience.